All right, we're back. Jared and Cameron's podcast. We are at November 7th. Just finished the baseball season, as we talked about last time. So we're getting into the thick of things in the NFL. This is the moment where teams kind of figure out who they are and who they're not. Teams who were trying to make the playoffs have kind of fallen off and are now looking more at a draft pick. And some teams are trying to make the playoffs. So Cameron, big game this Sunday, Rams-Saints. Rams played good on the road, wasn't good enough. The Saints beat the undefeated Rams, giving the Rams their first loss. What was your big takeaway?
Big takeaway was that Drew Brees still has it. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people doubt him. And I just see still a really quality quarterback in him. Not like, I think Jared Goff is going to be top five pretty soon, maybe. But I definitely think he's better than Ryan. He's better. I'm talking about Drew Brees. I think definitely Drew Brees is better than Ryan, better than Wilson now. Just, I think he's still a top three quarterback in the NFC.
I think for him, it's kind of like he won the Super Bowl a little early on, and there was kind of a bit of a lull period in between Sean Payton being suspended for a year, them kind of being around the playoffs, being a playoff team, but, you know, losing somehow in a devastating playoff game, whether it was the Beast Quake with Marshawn Lynch or last year's Minneapolis Miracle. Things just haven't quite totally worked out for New Orleans recently, so I think that's hurt Brees, because everybody has projected Brady and Rodgers and Manning, and we've seen their kind of careers take center stage, whereas Drew Brees has quietly, closely become the leader in almost every category for quarterbacks, which is something that I don't think anybody would have thought, especially after that devastating shoulder injury he's suffered in San Diego. So another breaking news that just came out today is the Saints picked up Dez Bryant to add to their receiving core. As Ted Ginn went down last week, he's on the IR, he'll be out for the year. You add Dez with Michael Thomas, Benjamin Watson, you already know about how great of a pass catcher Alvin Kamara is with Mark Ingram, and one of their most interesting players, one of the most interesting players in the league, who nobody's talking about, Taysom Hill, quarterback. He does everything. He returns kicks, he catches the ball, he throws, he does everything. What does Dez Bryant bring to the New Orleans Saints?
I think he's just another option. I think a lot of these teams, we see a lot of options for quarterbacks. And, you know, Brees does have a lot of options. But at the same time, I think it's another guy that, you know, you can put in one game. And, you know, this is like something, football is different than any other sport. You don't know who's going to have a big game. You don't know who's going to come out of the gate and who they're going to be targeting. You know, especially you can have anyone in. You could switch in and out Michael Thomas with Dez Bryant in and out. You could keep them on the field at the same time.
If the Saints have a game against the Vikings in the playoffs, Xavier Rhodes, he does a great job covering Michael Thomas. Well, now you're forcing Trey Waynes to guard Dez Bryant, who's been one of the better wide receivers in the last 7 or so years. I think it provides depth. It's almost like something that we saw a lot from the Rams this offseason and even into the season is the rich just get richer in football. It's like, why not have the most good players at every position? The Saints knew that they needed somebody to stand with Michael Thomas, have somebody to compliment him. They went out and got Dez Bryant. He's been tweeting a lot. I'm interested to see what he does on the field.
I'm surprised it took this long for someone to sign him. Mm-hmm. Kind of surprised Patriots didn't sign him, but then they got Gordon.
Yeah.
So they didn't need to. But I was just surprised that, you know, it took this long. Definitely because he's just such a threat. I guess you could say he has his problems, his share of, you know, but every football player does, and, you know, every football player has that attitude, I feel like, nowadays. All right, let's move on to a kind of a bigger topic right now. Let's go into Brady Rodgers. What was your takeaway from that game? And what did you learn about these two quarterbacks who are in the back end of their career, but we could say that Brady is still like playing as well as he was in his prime, and so is Rodgers. What do you say about these aging quarterbacks and how they rank all time?
Well, the game the other day, I think, only proved to me how much of a better situation New England is. They have a far superior defense. They have more weapons. He has a better offensive line, and he has better coaching. I feel bad almost for Aaron Rodgers because it just feels like he's trying to carry 52 other men to victory every single game. It's almost like Anthony Davis to New Orleans. It's like he has to play perfectly to give them an opportunity to win, which shouldn't need to happen, especially in the NFL. I know the quarterback has the biggest impact on a game, but a quarterback shouldn't determine whether or not your team would win or lose. This whole comparison of who's the GOAT, you know, Brady or Rodgers, I just think it's interesting. So when did Rodgers pass Peyton Manning and Joe Montana? We're already putting Rodgers up against Brady. Rodgers is 34, and I would like to see how long he plays, and I don't think his script is totally done. He's only won one Super Bowl. But when did we just accept that he's better than Peyton?
Well, personally, I think that Rodgers is the best athletic quarterback of all time. Pocket. Arguably most clutch.
He's unique. There's a certain style of play for him. I think they were talking about it the other day that, you know, he's going to get out of the pocket. You can't let him get out of the pocket. Because once he gets opportunities to run around and let his receivers get open, he will find guys. His style of play is unlike anything I think we've ever seen. So he's not Michael Vick in terms of his running ability, but his ability to scramble and move throughout the pocket, I think, is unmatched by anybody all time.
I definitely think Stephen A. was right about this in that he should ask for a trade. He does not belong with that organization. They gave up on him. And I think he might see it a little, but they didn't give up on him. They gave up on what his needs are. And they're kind of like, they got rid of their guy, their quarterback coach, which he loved, and he was upset about that. I just don't understand why he would not want to go to a team. Why doesn't he want to go to Chicago?
So there's no way Green Bay trades him unless he wants to be traded. They'll keep, you know, he's the best, you know, top one or two quarterback out there. My question for him is, does legacy matter? Because I think it makes a huge difference to play for one team your entire career. Brady, Aikman, Elway. It's weird that Peyton Manning left for Denver. He's a Colt. It's weird that he didn't finish his career as a Colt. Breeze, he started in San Diego, but that was just a minor thing. Roethlisberger, Eli, Rivers. These guys are one-time players. What if Aaron Rodgers is traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars? Would that not be the weirdest thing in the world? To see a guy leave one of the notable franchises, the Green Bay Packers, for a young franchise in Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that he has to see personally, does it give him that much of a better opportunity to win elsewhere? And does that outweigh leaving the place that he's called home?
I don't think his drive for winning has lost at all. Because you see it every single game. He wants to win. That's why I'm just a little confused. He's not gonna demand a trade to go to Jacksonville. But, you know, Packers are...
But you look at the teams. So what team right now do you think could get a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
Chicago.
They already have Mitchell Trubisky.
I don't...
He may not be the total
answer. He's not the...
But you're not trading... They don't have things to trade either. They just traded for Khalil Mack. So they don't have this year's first rounder. They don't have next year's first rounder.
Okay.
I mean, you could, I guess, trade Trubisky.
But then you're trading for a declining player. Then you're trading
your future.
But, you know, what Redskins, not really.
Redskins just locked up Alex Smith.
Yeah, I know, but I don't see Alex Smith. I see Alex Smith as the most moderate quarterback
in the whole league. I don't think you win with Alex Smith. But if you give up the bank for Rodgers, do you have enough to fit around him? That's why I think Jacksonville's interesting. Because if Jacksonville gives away picks, you already have the defense, supposedly. You know, they have one of the better defenses. You have Leonard Fournette. You have some good offensive line pieces. That's the only place where I really feel you get an established quarterback and he takes you to the next level.
What about Cincinnati?
Cincinnati's an
because Andy Dalton is...
Cincinnati is 5-3, and they have to be one of the worst 5-3 teams out there. They beat teams that they should beat, and they lose to teams who they should lose to. They are not that good. Do they slip into the playoffs in the AFC because it's a weaker conference? I guess so, but they're not winning a game. I think it'd be interesting to see maybe Jacksonville's 3-5. What if Jacksonville has a great second half of the season, finishes something like 10-6, 9-7? Can Cincinnati keep this up? Cincinnati plays in a division with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. They have to go to Pittsburgh one more time. Do you think that they can walk into Pittsburgh and win that game? No.
No.
You look at their schedule and the Saints, the Ravens on the road, the Chargers on the road. Yeah, they have two games against the Browns, the Raiders, and the Broncos that they should win.
They're the worst team that's in the playoff picture right now.
I think the one team that nobody's talked about but has quickly just had a remarkable season, the LA Chargers are a really good football team. Phillip Rivers gets no credit for anything. Everybody talks about Roethlisberger and everybody talks about Eli because they play on the East Coast, they play for the Steelers, he's won two championships, and Eli's won two championships. Phillip Rivers, I think just you could argue, is better than both of them.
No, Phillip Rivers now is better than Eli. Career, I don't know if he's better.
I think Phillip Rivers is better.
Eli but career, I don't know about, but let's see how the Chargers do. This rest of the season, they play the Raiders.
They get an
easy opponent.
Win against the Raiders. They should beat the Broncos, the Cardinals.
The Ravens, they play the Broncos twice. They should beat the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Ravens.
Let's see how they play against
Kansas City. So that gives you 10 wins.
Right? I want to see how they play against Kansas City because they got beaten badly at home week one, though. Who you are week one is not who you are week nine. I want to see how they play against the Chiefs. That, I think, could be big.
All right. Let's move to our second topic today, the Nuggets. What do you think about the Nuggets so far this season? You know, a lot of them didn't even have them projected going into the playoffs, which I found as blasphemy. But yeah, let's get into that, and also let's get into the Kyrie-Jamal Murray incident that happened the other night.
I think the Nuggets are a little like Boston. They have a bunch of players who are all really good in their what they're asked of. You're not asking, I know Jamal Murray just scored 48 points, but you're not asking him to score 30 a game for you. Him, Gary Harris, they're missing Will Barton at the moment. They have those two. Their offense is centered around Nikola Jokic, one of the best, maybe the best passing center of all time. I'm interested to see how Isaiah Thomas fits into that team because...
Hello?